Today's shiur is Masechta Nachas Daf Chaf. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Yud Tes Samud Beis two lines from the bottom. Maskula Rav Huna. At the end of our previous shiur, Rav had established that any halacha that is repeated twice in Kavan, when we speak about the Kavan Mincha, is essential, and any halacha that's not repeated twice is not essential. That he established as a rule. Masla Rav Huna, to which Rav Huna asks, V'rei Melech, the loch that salt has to be put on a carbon, the Leitana Be'krob, that the Torah doesn't repeat, the Ma'akvabe, the halacha is that halacha, that putting the salt on the carbon is absolutely essential. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, regarding the Kabbanis, the Pasuk says, Kol Trumas HaKadoshim Ashirimu B'nei Yisrael Hashem, Nusati l'cha ulevenecha ulevenececha itach l'chaik oilam bris melech oilam hi lefnei Hashem l'cha l'zara itach. And we learn from here, says the Gemara Shetei, bris amur b'melech. The Torah says that there's a special band, bris, that was established as far as the melech is concerned. And that the halacha is that every carbon must have salt. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. To which of Shimon Omer, Namakan, the Torah says regarding the salt, Bris Melech Olam Hi. The Torah uses the words Bris Melech Olam. The Namal Halon, but when the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Pinchas that he will be able to be a Kohen, even though Pinchas was originally not appointed to be a Kohen, only after the story of the Zimri ben Salo, only after that story when Pinchas showed that courage, does the Torah say that he could be a Kohen. The Pasuk says, Bris Kunas Olam, says the Gemara, says Rav Shimon, shame. Just like a carbon cannot be offered without kahuna, kachi efshel kabanas b'lay melech, so too is the halacha that a carbon cannot be brought without salt. So Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon are not arguing as far as the halacha is concerned. They both are agreement on halacha. The machlokes here is, how do we get to this, to establish the law, the halach that we're learning, how essential salt is. The Kesa Mishnah, however, has a little different girsa in how to learn the Gemara, and he says, Melech Bris, V'loi Bris Melech, and he says that this was said by Karban Menachos, and according to him, the Machlokes of Yehuda and of Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that this halacha that we're learning about the essentiality of salt was only said by a carbon mincha. And therefore, by carbon mincha, you must have salt. But Rav Shimon, who connects it to kahuna, will say that the halacha of salt does not just apply to a carbon mincha, it applies to all kabanas. The Meshech Chachma explains that according to Yehuda, kabanas that are not put on the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, we discussed quite extensively when we learned Masechta Zvachim about Kabbanis on the Bama. The halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda will be that even Kabbanis that are brought on a Bama require salt. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the perspective is from the carbon perspective. And all Kabbanis, no matter where they are being brought, require salt. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, who connects the halacha of salt to the halacha of kahuna, and as we discussed when we learned Masechta Zvachim, on a bama we don't have to have the carbon brought by a kohen. So if the halacha of salt is connected to the halacha of the kohen, so there when the kohen is not required, then the halacha is you won't have to have salt either. So there will be another nafkamin according to that interpretation between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Amr Rabbi Yosef. So the question is, we just learned certainly according to Rashi's interpretation, that the halacha of salt is absolutely necessary, even though it's not a halacha that's repeated. But Rav said, as we learned, that only halachas that are repeated are absolutely essential. Answers the Gemara, Amar Yosef Rav, that holds that only halachas that are repeated are essential. Says the Gemara, Ketana D'Donsri Relay. He holds, like the Tana of our Mishnah, Dama Loy Melech Kasher, who says that if you didn't salt, the halacha is that it's still kosher. What would the Mishnah, Rav, all do with the Gzeri Shava we learned? So the Gzeri Shava is coming to teach us that the salt that is used for Kabbanas comes Michel Tzibur. But that's what it's here to teach us, not to teach us the halacha that salt is absolutely essential. Amalei Abaye asks Abaye to Rabbi Yosef, if you're learning that when our Mishnah says Loy Molach, it means that it wasn't salted at all, and that's why you could feel comfortable disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon and holding that salt is not essential, so why, when the Mishnah says Loy Yotzak, when the Mishnah speaks about Yitzika, why don't you interpret it the same way? The Loy Yotzak Klal, that he didn't do Yitzika at all. And the Gemara is really asking a question, because the Gemara finds it impossible to assume that Yitzika could be skipped. Ela Loy Yotzak, how do we interpret the words Loy Yotzak that is said in our Mishnah? It means that it wasn't done by the Kayin, Loy Yotzak Kayin, that it wasn't the Kayin that did So ask the Gemara, Hachinami, so why are you interpreting that Loy Molach means that it wasn't salted at all? Rather, it should be explained, Loy Molach Kayin, that it wasn't done by the Kayin, but it wasn't done by the Zor. The question is, we learned on Daf Yudches that when the Mishnah said Loy Bolal, it meant Loy Bolal at all. So we have in our Mishnah Loy Yotzak, which is being interpreted that it was done by Yisrael. We have Loy Bolal, which we're interpreting to mean that the Blila wasn't done at all. And now we have Loy Molach. So the Mefarshim ask, the Gemara has a choice. Do we compare salting to Yitzika, or maybe we should compare it to Blila? And just like by Blila, the halacha is that it could be completely skipped, we should say that Loy Molach also means that it could be completely skipped. So the Sefer Oyla Shloima asked this question, and he says that when the Mishnah is saying something, basically what I understand him saying is that when we have an opportunity to go L'chumra or L'kula, we always go L'chumra. And therefore, over here, the Gemara is suggesting what it should mean is that Malika was done by Yisrael, rather than saying that Malika was not done at all. And to expand on that, Teretz, particularly since we started with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who teach us that Malika is absolutely essential, why not, suggest the Gemara, explain that the Mishnah also means that Yitzika was done, but it wasn't, the Malika was done, it was just done by Yisrael, rather than interpreting that Malika could be skipped altogether. Amalei, says it, Rabbi Yosef to Abaya, the Chisalka Datach. So you want to explain, says the Gemara, that Malika, Loy Molach, means that it wasn't done by Yisrael, by a Kohen, it was done by a Kohen. But it wasn't done by a Kohen, it was done by Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, is that a Havamina to say that Malika could be done by Yisrael? V'chisal al-datach shezor karv l'gabim mizbeach. Is it possible to assume that the Malika, which is done, Rashi explains, on the top of the mizbeach, should be done by Yisrael? A Yisrael can never come to the top of the mizbeach. And as I saw the Mefarshim point out, even if you'll say that the Malika does not have to be done a Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, if it wasn't done there, it's still kosher, says the says the Chassam Sofer that we've learned that there's Hagosha of the Mizbeh, of the Korban Mincha, as we discussed in our previous year. And the Hagosha was done right there by the Mizbeach. So it's difficult to assume that they brought the Korban Mincha all the way to the Mizbeach, which is a place that only Yisraelim stand, and then do the salting elsewhere. And I also saw that the Tosfos in Masechet Zvachim points out, well, maybe they did the salting far away and then threw the Korban Mincha on the Mizbeach that way. That also is difficult to assume because it's not Mederech Kavod to throw the thing onto the Mizbeach that way. And furthermore, the salt is going to fall off. So suggesting that we could do the Malicha far away and then throw it on is not really a great suggestion. The Sfas Emes asks a question. Gemara Masechta Temura, there's a very famous sugya that says, Kol mil sadom rachman aloi savari ovid loy mahani. So the Torah, anything that the Torah says you have to do, ovid loy mahani. He asks, how could our Mishnah say that it's kashu when the Torah tells us that we have to do it? So he answers, as we've learned many times, by kachim, there's a rule of shana lava kasav lakev. As we began our share today, only something which is repeated is absolutely necessary. So he explains that what is included in that lesson of shana lava kasav lakev, that all the other rules that we have in Shas, for example, kol muslam rachman aloi savri ovid loy mahani, do not apply when we speak about kachin.
Vivayit ema.
Gemara gives another answer. Kivin deksibe bris. Since the Torah uses such a strong word when it speaks about the halach of salt, the Torah uses the word bris, says the Gemara, command the Tanabe Kromadomni. It shows how very, very important this halacha is, that the halacha of salting the carbon, and therefore it's in the category of something that is should be, that's as if it's repeated, and which the halacha is that it be brought on the Mizbeach. There are many explanations why salting is so important. One pshat that I say is that the Medrash quotes, Rashi quotes the Medrash, the Ramban quotes the Medrash, Bris Krus LeMelech Meshesh Shimei Breishas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a band with the Melech with salts and Meshesh Shimei Breishas. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, separated the Mayim Tachtoin and the Mayim, the water we find in this world, from the Mayim Halyoinim, the water that's in from the rainwater. And the water that's on this world was upset that it wasn't Ritzenenu L'Riris Malkenu. We want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, we'll give you opportunity. The salt that comes from the Mayim Tachtoinim and the Nisach HaMayim that's done on Sukkos. And therefore, the putting salt on the Mizbeach is the fulfillment of the promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to the water in this world that they will find a place on the Mizbeach. Another pshat is that when a carbon is brought, we want it to be brought in the nicest way possible. Since we want it to be brought in the nicest way possible, we want to salt it and spice it properly. And salting and spicing it means putting on salt. The Rambam has a very interesting approach, as he explains in the Sefer Moir Nevuchim. We know that halacha is that kikol sar v'chol dvash lo saktir mena ish l'Hashem. We're specifically not allowed to put something salty. We're not supposed to put something sweet, honey, on the Mizbeach. And the reason is because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, which the Rambam in his approach to Kabbonis says that Kabbonis are against the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Dafka made things sweet when they brought it as a carbon. We want to show that we are just the opposite of them. And the way we establish that is by specifically bringing salty things, not sweet things. Another point that I saw, another reason that I saw that the chinuch suggests is because, particularly in those days, salt was used as a preservative. And one of the entire purposes of bringing a carbon is that we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'schus the carbon, we should have a schus to survive. And therefore, the way that we express that we're showing that the Kabbanis represents something that we want to do to survive, we specifically bring salt, we put salt on the Kabbanis. Based on this, the Ramah and Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Hei says, Mitzvah Lavi HaKol Shulchan Melech Kod Mashiyitza, we have to bring salt on the table before we cut the bread. Ki HaShulchan Doim Ola Mizbeach, the Shulchan is like the Mizbeach. The point, says the Mishnah Berurah, of our eating is that we should have the ability to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we should have salt on the table. And even though, as I saw the Mefarshim point out, when they quote this Ramah, that the Ramah is speaking about the bread, and here we're speaking about the Ramah speaking about bread, and we're speaking about the meat. But again, many of the reasons that we've said that applied to the meat would also apply to other foods that are mizbeach, having it on the table, and therefore we should have it on the table. The proper minig that many people have is that they put the salt on the table and they dip the bread into the salt and they dip the bread three times, a pikabola, in the salt before they eat the bread. If there's no salt, there's some I saw that have a minig that starting the second night of Pesach, the night that we start counting the Sfira, from that night on, they carry some salt in their, they carry some salt in their pocket, and that also is a protection to us, as we see Kabbanis is supposed to have salt. The question that comes up is, can sugar be used instead of salt? And really, the reason, it's connected to many of the different reasons that we have offered why we have to put salt on the table. So certainly one should use salt, not sugar. Certainly it is the halacha that when we have to salt meat, which is another reason to put salt on the kabbanis, to make sure, and we'll speak about this, to extract all the blood, which only can be done by salt. There are those that suggest that it can be done through sugar. It's absolutely incorrect. The halacha is that you could only use sugar. You could only use salt, not sugar. Even though, interesting enough, the Meches Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yotes says, "V'gam ha-sukar min melechu." Sugar is a form of salt. Ela musuk, it's just salt. It's just sweet. But there's no question that a carbon cannot use sugar, because as we quoted a few moments ago, the Torah says expressly, we're not supposed to make kabbanis sweet. And certainly, as I said, the halacha is that we should not use salt for salting meat to extract the blood. The question is, can we use, if there's no salt available, or let's say somebody can't have salt, can he use sugar instead? Some suggest, we just said from the Ramah, that you have to put the bread into salt, because the same letters that make up the word lechem, lamet chesmem, are the same same words of melech, mem lam ches, and therefore it's only salt. Some suggest, if you don't have salt available, then maybe you should use sugar. The Kav HaChaim, however, says that if one does not have salt available into which to put his bread, he should dip the bread into the bread. Because he says that we know that nowadays all bread is baked with salt. So you're ready, if you're dip, if you rub your piece of bread on another piece of bread, you're putting it into salt. I saw a very interesting minig from the Chassam Sofer. He says that on Friday night, he did not have the salt on the table. He says, because as we just said, why do we have salt on the table? Because it corresponds to the kabbonis. By kabbonis, we have salt. We have to have salt. So too, by the table on the bread, should also have salt. Says the Chassam Sofer, they did not, on Friday night, what they did on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, the avoid that they did in the Beis HaMikdash, was limited to what they had to do on Shabbos. Anything that did not have to do, have to be done on Shabbos, was not done on Shabbos. So therefore, suggests the Chassam Sofer, when did they put salt on kabbonis? When they would put the Evarim and Pedarim on the Mizbeach, they would put salt on those Evarim and Pedarim. But since Friday night, there were no Evarim and Pedarim put on the Mizbeach. All the Evarim and Pedarim were put already Friday by day, because you have no right to be Michal Shabbos for something that you don't have to do on Shabbos. So it turns out there was no salting of the meat Friday night in the Mizbeach. So to commemorate that, suggests the Chassam Sofer, Friday night, we should not put salt on the table to show that it's different. Says, ask the Gemara, we've established in our shir that the halacha of melech, of salting kabbonis, is not repeated in the Torah. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For a ton of a krah, is the pasuk not repeat the halacha of salting, vaksiv? Let's read the words of the Torah Kedosha. The pasuk says, "V'kol karbim and chosu v'melech timloif, v'le'saj b'shmelech brisa elkech mikal echosecha, akol kabon chatakrev melech." So the pasuk says, "B'melech timloif," and then it says, "Akol kabonecho takrev melech." The Rishash points out that the Gemara could have asked the question not because the pasuk says this obligation twice, could have asked it because it says "B'melech timloif." That also represents a repetition. Answers the Gemara, boyle, the repetition is needed, as we learned in the Braisa. Says the Braisa, if the Pasuk would have just said, Karban b'melech, if the Torah would have just said, V'kol Karban b'melech timloich, Shamene afila eitzim, the wood that's on the Mizbeach, V'dam, and the blood of the Kabbonis, that we do Zrika, Nikru Karban, we find that they too are called carbon, and therefore they too perhaps have to be salted. Tamaloima mincha. The pasuk says the kol carbon minchas b'melech timcha. Ma mincha miyuchedes shacherim b'ayin chay v'loy. The mincha is that the wood is there to burn the mincha. Af kol or kabbonis shacherim b'ayin chay v'loy. They require wood to burn it. That they require the salting, but not the thing that's used to prepare the carbon, only what's the carbon itself. He says, the Gemara, if we're going to learn the halacha of salting, if we're learning the halacha of salting from the carbon mincha, the mincha, we have the kaimitz, that after we burn the kaimitz, we may eat the rest of the carbon. Af kol shemater, anything that serves, that because of this, we could use something else, we could have a part of the carbon. That's what requires salting. So if that's the way we're going to learn, so the halacha is that avidam, that the blood of the carbon should have to be salted. Shematir, because it makes that we should be able to put the emurim on the mizbeach. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, loisaj bris melech mi'al min chosecha. We learn here from min chosecha, there is no obligation to salt the blood. Yochel continues the brayse to mincha kula tuna melech. Not just the kaimitz of the carbon mincha should require salting, but the entire carbon mincha should require salting. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, v'kol carbon minchascha the melech timloich. We learn from here, carbon, the carbon part, the kaimitz, which is put on the mizbeach. That's the part that requires tuna melech, requires salting. But the entire, the rest of the mincha does not require salting. Of course, the Mefarshim point out, we mentioned a few moments ago that the salting is done on the top of the Mizbeach. If this were a halacha, then the halacha would be, then the salting does not obviously have to be done on top of the Mizbeach, because the rest of the carbon is not put on the Mizbeach. And this is an interesting question that I saw that the Achroinim debate, and that is the part of the carbon that's given to the Kohanim to eat, does that part require salting? Some suggest, just as our Gemara seems to teach us, that only the part that's actually put on the Mizbeach requires salting, not the part that's given to the Kohanim. Others say, because we know that Allah is Kohanim Oichlim, Ubalim Miskaprim, that part also requires salting. Anyway, Kaimitz continues the Gebraisa. From here, we only know that the Kaimitz requires salting. How do we know that the Levina also requires salting? Says the Marmabanias Levina, I include the Levina, Shiba Ima B'Kli Echad, because the Levina and the carbon, the Levina is put together with the Kaimitz. So since the Levina and the Kaimitz are one Keli, that's why it requires salting. The Rajba explains that we can understand this in one of two ways. The Levina is not really part of the carbon, but since it comes together with the Kaimitz, whatever halacha applies to the Kaimitz applies to the Levina as well. Or what the Gemara is coming to teach us, he suggests, is that the Levina is considered similar to the Kaimitz. The Levina is what makes the Karban Mincha into a Karban Mincha. If the Levina is what makes the Karban Mincha into the Karban Mincha, so just like the Kaimitz makes the Mincha into the Mincha, here too it requires salting. Menayin L'Rabbis, says the Gemara, how do we know the Chiyuv Melicha applies to all Kabanas? For example, and the Gemara mentions what it's referring to, Halavona Abob of Neatzma. As we've learned, somebody could choose to bring a carbon by saying, Hare Alai Levona. Halavona Abob of Zichin. We've spoken many times that on Rishabbos, they switched the Lechem upon him, and part of the avoid of the Lechem upon him was had on top of the Shulchan two spoons of Levona that were burnt on the Mizbeach. How do we know that Levina, those spoons of Levina need salting? Haktiras, we bring every time Ktiras on the Mizbeach Apnimi. Michas Kahanim. Now the Gemara is going to identify certain carbon minchas that don't have a kmitza. When a Kayin brings a carbon mincha, it's kalu, it's completely burnt. Michas Kayin Mashiach. Every day the Kayin Godel had to bring a carbon michas chaviton, machtsisa v'baika, machtsisa ben abayim, half in the morning and half in the afternoon, but it's completely burnt. And actually, the michas chaviton is not just a carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings on a daily basis. When a Kohen is inaugurated for the first time to do the Avodah, he has to bring a michas chaviton, michas nesachim, with many karbonis. As we learned and will learn, Michas Nesachim are brought along that completely put on the Mizbeach. A Muri Chattis, the Murim of a Karban Chattis, a Muri Osham, the Murim of a Karban Osham, a Muri Kachakachim, a Murim Kachakalim, which are all put on the Mizbeach. Avery Oila, the entire Karban Oila is put on the Mizbeach. The Oila's Oif is put completely on the Mizbeach. Minayan, how do we know that all these situations require salting? Tabalimer, Akol Kaban Chotakrav Melech. The Gemara goes into the Braisa now. Amamar, Enli Ala Kaimitz. We only know that the Kaimitz has to have salting. Nile Rabbis is Levina. So how do we know that Levina has the same halacha? Says the Gemara, Marbanias Levina, she came by Mabakli Echad, the Levina and the Kaimitz are on one Kaili. Says the Gemara, for Amrit, when we spoke about the mincha, we said that what is the characteristic that because of it, it requires salting. We said, Ma mincha miyuchedesh, shacherim boim chayvin loy. That we have all the different types of wood and everything else that have to accompany the mincha. So that's why it requires salting. So the same thing ought to apply to the levina. We have to burn the levina, we bring the salt, we bring the wood to burn it, says the Gemara HaKama. This is what the Braisa means to say. The Pasuk says, "V'kol karban minchascha v'melech timleich." And the Gemara is suggesting now that this Pasuk should be understood as a klal of prat. Eima karban klal, mincha prat, and we have a rule from the Shloish Eser Midas, the 13 ways the Torah explains halachas, the klal of prat, eima klal al ma befrat. And we'll learn from here in, mincha in, the Torah is singling out the karban mincha, midach rin aloi, and nothing else will require salting. Answers the Gemara, the reason we don't learn the Pasuk that way, because Kadar Amar, the Pasuk says afterwards the words akol karbancha, and because it adds on kol karbancha, it's to be understood as a chos v'klal. And that makes it into a klal, a prat to klal. And Rashi explains in Masechta Sukkah that when we have a klal, when we have a klal of prat, the klal of prat is aim b'chlal elamash b'prat. The prat is limited. The prat comes to limit it. But when we have a klal afterwards, why did the Torah put in another klal to add something? What is being added? Anything which is k'ena prat. Anything that's similar to the prat. And therefore we say, klal prat to klal, ayat adon el ke'ena prat, ma prat refurish. When we speak about the prat, which is the karban mincha, which is something, which is a cherim ba'am l'chayv aloi, other things are brought to prepare the karban mincha, we shall learn from there, af kol shacherim ba'am l'chayv aloi, anything that other things come along with it. What would that be? A cherim ba'am l'chayv aloi, what comes along with the karban mincha, my nihu eitzim. The wood comes along because you bring the wood to you, the wood burns the kaimitz. So the same thing, afkol eitzim. So the levina also needs the wood. Ema says the Gemara. This is where to understand the brisa. Levina. Maybe we should say that just like we have to bring salt with the levina, we should say that eisidam dik in the sochem. So we should say that salt, that the blood should have to have salting, because the nesachim come along with the carbon, and the blood is there to help the nesachim. So the nesachim bring the dam, and the nesachim bring the dam should also have to have salting. Answers the Gemara, the nesachim don't come because of the blood. The nesachim come along with the Amrim. We don't connect the Nesachim and we'll say that the blood should require Melicha because the Nesachim that come with the salt, because the Nesachim, says the Gemara, don't come with the salt, don't come with the blood. The Nesachim don't come with the blood. Nesachim, Bahadi Amrim Hudasa. Says the Gemara, the Nesachim are connected to the Amrim. Why do we say that? Because, says the Gemara, my Tama, when you bring a carbon, we want to have a chila, eating, and shtia. And the carbon, the emrim, are the achila, and the nesachim were going to be considered, the nesachim are going to be considered our shtia. Adrabba, says the Gemara, we could say that what affects the kapara of a carbon, what affects the kapara of a carbon is the dam. And we bring the nesachim along with the dam to represent the kapara and simcha, that we appreciate the kapara and simcha that came through the dam, that we had the zrikas adam, and therefore, because we have the kapara with the zrikas adam, that's why we have the kapara with the zrikas adam, we express that kapara by bringing the sochem. In fact, I saw that the Kozmog Rebbe Zitzal makes a very interesting observation. The Pasuk the tefillah on Shmini Atzeres is Yom Shmini Atzeres Achagazeb. By all other Yom Tovim, that's not the way we express. All Yom Tovim, we say Yontif, Yom Achag, Yom Achsukas Azeh, Yom Azikorn Azeh. Here we have the Yontif afterwards. Why is that? So he explains that after Yom Kippur, when we should be most satisfied that we just went through Yom Kippur and we have Kapara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not necessarily convinced that our tshuva and our avoid of Yom Kippur was accepted. Only when Shmini Atzeres comes. And what does Shmini Atzeres represent? We know, as the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ikfu lai yom echad, stay with me one more day. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu declaring his love to Klal Yisrael, that is the proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's what we say, Yom Shmini Atzeres. Now that we've appreciated and had the Yom Shmini Atzeres, the fact that we just had the Yom Shmini Atzeres, that is the reason we should rejoice, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us love, and now we know that our tefillah was accepted. And that's the concept, he says, of our Gemara. And our Gemara, when we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaperos, how do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaperos? By accepting our kabbonos through the Zrikas Adam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our kabbonos through the Zrikas Adam, that's when we are able to, that's when we bring the Sochim to declare our Simcha for that happening. So now we're learning that the Murim travel together within the Sochim. So the Brisk Rav asks a most interesting question. He says that the halacha is, we learned the Gemara, that the halacha is that if Imurim are lost, the carbon is still kosher. But if now the question would be, what would be the halacha with the no Imurim? The Imurim got lost, and we're saying that the carbon is still kosher. Do we still bring the Sochim? Because we're saying that the Sochim are connected. The Gemara wanted to say that the Sochim are connected to the Imurim. And the Brisk Rav says, even though right now we may not have Imurim, and if we don't currently have Imurim, we'll ask a question, maybe we should not bring the Nesachim. But when we actually brought the carbon, the Imurim were there. So since the Imurim were there, when we actually brought the carbon, that is enough of a reason to bring Nesachim, even though right now, we may not have the Imurim available. It's interesting to point out that the Rambam paskens that if somebody, the Rambam in Hilchos Asurim is Be'ech Halacha Yud Beis, Perakei Halacha Yud Beis, that if somebody brings a carbon below Melech without salt, he gets Malkus. And asked the Achroinim, why do you get Malkus? Not salting the carbon is a lav she'en b'maisa. And we know that for a lav she'en b'maisa, there is no Malkus. So the Achroinim explain the Rambam by saying like this. They say that burning a carbon without salt is a disqualified haktara. The proper way of doing an haktara is doing a haktara with salt. And therefore the Rambam is saying that if you did haktara, but you didn't salt, then you didn't do a proper haktara. And that isn't a Sheva Taisa. That's something you actively did wrong. And since that's something that you actively did wrong, that's why you get Malkus. Says the Gemara, why is the halacha that the salt, that the levina comes along with the carbon mincha, the levina b'ayim b'kliyachad, and the nesachim come along as well? Why does the Levina require salting and not the Nesachim? Says the Mara, Ella, Levina ba ima b'kliyachad. The Levina comes with the mincha in the same keli. The Nesachim, ain't ba ima b'kliyachad, they don't come in the same keli. Aval Eitzim, what about the Eitzim? Eitzim keched emskashu b'mincha. The eitzim are needed to make a korban mincha, to burn it. Hachi miskashu b'kula kabanas, and therefore all kabanas require wood to burn them, and therefore they require, since they require wood to burn them, the halach is they're going to require salting. Veima. So Gemara goes back to the klal prat and klal and asks, why don't we learn the klal prat and klal like this? Ma prat mafurish. What? Shacher b'ayim chayv elohim ateres. Just like we speak about the kaimitz mincha that needs wood to burn it. And not only does it need wood to burn it, it also makes that based on the burning of the kaimitz, we could eat the shrayim. Af kol, where is the chiyuv of salting? Acherim ba'am chayv la. Other things come along with it. That means the wood is there to burn it. Umateres, and it makes that something can be eaten. What would be that example of that? Levina, my ni levina baba bezichin. Because the levina of the bezichim of the lechem upon him need wood to burn the levina. And the burning of the levina allows us to be able to eat the lechem upon him. The shay lechem, because of the burning of the bezichim, now the kohanim can eat the lechem upon him. Avam midachwine, all other kabanas will not require salting. Answers the mamida itzrich, because we see that the pasuk says mikol mi al menchasecha, and we learn from that v'loy mi al demecha. We learn from here that blood is excluded from the obligation of salt. Mechlal, but we learn from here that hanach kula, all the other things that were mentioned as required salting, os b'chad sad, even if they're only similar to the korban mincha in one fashion, that they need salt, they need wood to burn them, it's enough for them to require salting. Amar, so the Gemara goes back, we just learned the Braisa, that the Braisa teaches us from the words be'al mechasech, we learn v'loy me'al domecha, that the blood doesn't require salting. Veima ba'al menchasecha v'loy mi'al avarecha. Maybe the Torah is coming to teach us that the Avarim, the Brice is clearly coming to exclude something. But the Gemara's question is, why are we excluding the dam from Malicha? Maybe we should exclude the Avarim of a Karim from Malicha. Answers the Gemara, Staba Avarim Havalei Rabuye. If we want to look for a comparison, what is a better match? Avarim are better match with the Mincha than the Dam. Shekain, Ashbak, Tomei, Simon. Achein, Barim, Chayvaloi, Kamaisa. By Karim Mincha and by the Avarim, we need wood to burn them. Ishim, Kamaisa. The Kaimitz is burnt and the Avarim are burnt. The salt is not burnt. B'chutz k'maysoi, they're burnt out. The dam has to be burnt, brought in the kachet kachim by many kabanas. By the mincha and the avrim are never put on the mizbeach apnimi. Noiser k'maysoi, the dam, the avrim can become nicer. The kaimitz can become nicer. Dam doesn't become nicer. Tuma k'maysoi, there's a din of tumas aguf that could apply to the kaimitz, that could apply to the avarim, but not to the dam. Mi'ila, the kamaisa, the avarim could be subject to mi'ila, the kaimitz could be subject to mi'ila, not the dam. And that's why, if we want to compare something to the mincha, suggests the Gemara, the avarim are a better comparison than the dam. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, dam have a little buye. Why don't we compare the dam? Shekain mata kumaisai. The kaimitz makes that the rest of the shrayim can be eaten. And so to the dam. The zrikas adam allows us to bring the emrim. And nifsal b'shkiyas achama. The halach is that the dam cannot be put on the mizbeach after the shkiyas achama. And so to the kaimitz cannot be put on the mizbeach after shkiyas achama. The avrim can be put, as we said before, not Shabbos, can be put. Says the Gemara Hanach Nefishi. There's still more ways that this is more similar. So of course, the Mefarshim ask the obvious question. The Gemara gave us a very long list comparing Avram to the Koimitz. The comparison to six common denominators. To Dam, there were only two. So what was the Havamina that Dam should be more? So the Mefarshim explained, because these comparisons speak to the actual what the Dam represents. And because it speaks to what the Dam represents, that's why, maybe that's why, even though it's not that much quality, quantity-wise, but qualitatively, it's more similar to the Korban Mincha. Here we're learning that the Shechita, the Zrika, all have to, that the Zrika Sadam have to be done before Shkiach Sechama. There's an interesting question that the Achronim try to understand. Is it a din that the carb, the dam, the Zrik Sadam has to be done on the same day of the Shkia, or is the same day as the Shkita, or is it a din that it has to be done before the Shkia? And as I saw, the Achroinim explained, what would be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there are two Shkias. So now the question is, if it's a Halacha, that it has to be done on the same day as the Shechita, if the Halacha tells us it has to be done on the same day as Shkia, that means the Zrikas Adam would have to be done before the first Shkia. But if it's a Halacha, that the Zrikas Adam has to be done before the Shkia, so perhaps as long as it was done before the second Shkia, it would still be considered a Kashur Zrikas Adam. Amar, we quoted the Pasuk, and the Gemara Brisa said, if the Pasuk would have said, V'kol karban b'melech timoich, and wouldn't have said mechasecha, Shemayani, I would think I feel Eitz V'dam, that even the Eitz V'dam would require melicha because the called carbon. Ask the Gemara, Mat shamat le'dama Eitzim irki carbon. Ask the Gemara, where do we find that Eitzim are called a carbon? Says the Gemara, Rebihi. Says the Gemara, so Rebbe is the one that teaches us this brisa, because Rebbe is the one that considers Eitzim a carbon. Ask the Gemara, the Rebbe, by Melech. But Rebbe actually says, the Gemara says that the Eitzim requires salt. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, V'nefesh kisakrav carbon. The Pasuk, the word carbon is superfluous. And we learn, Melamishim esnadvim Eitzim, that the Torah is teaching us that somebody could bring a carbon Eitzim. According to Rabbanan, there's no such thing as a carbon Eitzim. It's not considered a full-fledged carbon. Rebbe holds that Eitzim are considered a full-fledged, Rebbe considers them a full-fledged carbon. So, Kama, and continues the Braisa, when Rebbe says you could bring a carbon Eitzim, how much do you have to bring? Shnei Gezirim, two logs of wood. The Kano Eimer, and he says, so do we find a pasuk in the Chemya, the Gerolus Hippalnu al Karban Eitzim, Rebbe Eimer Eitzim, Karban Mincha Hein, the Rebbe says the Eitzim are considered a Karban Mincha, and therefore Tunan Melech, they require Melech like a Karban Mincha, but Tunan Agosha, as we discussed in our previous year, you have to do Agosha. You have to bring the Eitzim first next to the Mizbeach. V'amarava, Divrei Rebbe, that according to Rebbe, Eitzim are considered Karban Mincha, Eitzim Tunan Kamitza. They would require Kamitza. That means we would have to break, the way the Rishonim Rashi explains, we have to break some of the pieces of wood off and put it into a Kli Sharis. V'amarapapa, L'Rebbe, Eitzim, Tzrichim Eitzim, just like all kabbalists have to bring wood to burn the carbon, that wood carbon has to bring wood. So we see that according to Rebbe, eight carbon Eitzim is a full-fledged carbon, completely comparable to a carbon mincha, and requires salting. So how are we saying that Eitzim doesn't require salting? Answers the Gemara, indeed, Sami Mikan Eitzim. You have to take out Eitzim, and the halacha will be that Eitzim, according to Rebbe, will require Melicha.